We're doing the Ketur Shulchan Aruch Makor Chaim, and we're up to Halacha Gimel. Perek Yud, Halacha Gimel, Laws of Tefillin, page 20. Kol ha-mitzvot mevrech nehem over la'asiyatan. All the mitzvot, we make the blessing, and then from the blessing we go into the performance of the mitzvah.
Lefichach,
excellent, right. Lefichach, tzirich levrech ha-tefillin shel yad, achar hanacha la-kiboret, kodem kshiratam. That's why we make the blessing on the tefillin, on the arm. We place it on top of the muscle. And then we make the blessing before we tie it, before we tighten it. So you place the tefillin on the spot, meaning you slide them on. You're ready to tighten them. You make the blessing, and then you tighten. Shekshiratam. What? Right. We're Ashkenazim. We make blessing laniach. Sfaradim do too. Shekshiratam zo yikar asiyat ha-mitzvah. Sfaradim... on the other blessing, the Sfaradim forego the second blessing. Because the primary performance of the mitzvah is by tying, by tightening the tefillin on. So we have them in place, and then we make the blessing. If we make the blessing before we put them on, so that's too early. If we make it after we tighten it, so that's after we've technically performed the mitzvah. We're in performance of the mitzvah so long as it's on. But we want to make the blessing before we start, but just before we start performing the mitzvah. So we have them in place, and just before we tighten it, we have it ready to tighten, and then we make the blessing, tighten, and come around. Halacha dalet, mikar adin roi levrech mumad. Basically, one should make the blessing standing. V'kach yaskamat rov ha-poskim, and that's what most poskim agree to, that the blessing should be made standing. Acha olchim al pi chokhmat ha-nistar, nogim levrech miyushav. Those who go with the Kabbalah, they go with the secrets of the Torah, they seem to have a custom to make the blessing sitting. Fine, that's one's custom, that's one's custom. We'll do one more halacha.
Yeah, so what's the difference in Sfaradim?
Sfaradim don't make a blessing on the Shalosh. They just make laniach, and they say it goes on both of them. Yaniach sheliyat tchila, v'yivarech laniach tefillin. He places first the tefillin on the arm, and makes the blessing laniach tefillin. Baruch ata Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam, asher kidshanu b'mitzvosav, v'tzivanu laniach tefillin. Then he places the tefillin on the head, and he does not make a blessing on the tefillin of the head. This is the Sfaradi minhag, that the blessing on the arm tefillin covers the arm tefillin and the head tefillin. It's one blessing for both.
Uvnekilot
al mitzvat. Correct.
They don't say the other one.
Correct. Uvnekilot Ashkenaz. Right. One Gemara says you make the blessing laniach. The other Gemara says you make al mitzvahs. So as a machlokas rishonim, does one Gemara compliment the other Gemara? That when you put the shalyad, you make laniach, and when you put the shalosh, you make al mitzvahs? Or does the other Gemara mean, and if you paused in between the shalyad and the shalosh, if you spoke in between them, so then, when you put on the shalosh, you make another blessing of the al mitzvahs, but on every day, you do not. So the Sfaradim go with that understanding, the Ashkenazim go with the former one.
Yeah, I don't know anything, but what I heard was that, or understood was that, so the fact that Rabbi Ashkenaz, you say, you know, to make sure, because you can never know if you really lost your kavana between putting on the sharia and the shalosh. It's just to make sure that.
Never heard that? Okay. Uvnekilot Ashkenaz nogim nevarech al shirosh ha-mitzvat tefidin. The Ashkenazim, they have the custom to make another blessing on the tefillin they put on their head. That's the blessing. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha-olam asher kidshan min tzosav tzivanu ha-mitzvah tefidin. Afilu lafsik b'nehem, even if there was no pause in between the two. V'tov lomar tamid achar bracha shniyah, baruch shem kvod machto l'olam ve'ed. It's always good to say after the second blessing, baruch shem kvod machus l'olam v'od, which is what we say if we would, God forbid, say a blessing by mistake, an unnecessary blessing, then we conclude it with Baruch Shem Kvod Machuso, which is a way of, so to speak, covering up. We say, blessed are you Hashem, who, A, B, or C, whatever it is. And then if it's an unnecessary blessing, then we say Baruch Shem Kvod Machuso Lo Omvod. By the way, I saw a very interesting thing with my son. He sometimes, he's learning Bechot, right? He's 5, 6 years old. And when he makes a blessing by mistake, so we tell him, you know, you should say Baruch Shem Kvod Machuso, you're not supposed to say a blessing. So he says it, and he's so good at it that it's already second nature when he says a blessing by mistake. Oh, Baruch Shem Kvod Machuso. When he catches himself, I made this blessing already. So I learned that it could become second nature. If you just get used to it at a young age, so that could become second nature. Yeah. Don't.